in his prophecies that allude to the future of Mashiach, Bilam says, Arenu v'loy ata. I do indeed see the Israelites conquering Moab. But he says, it's not now. I behold it, it's not very soon. And he goes on to say, Dorach kochav miYaakov, that he envisioned an auspicious star of good fortune shooting forth from God for Jacob. And that will be a mighty king. And then he says, Kam shevet miYisrael. A staff will arise from Israel. How do I know it's a king? Well, Rashi says, Ki targumai. Look in the Targum and see how the Targum renders it. The Targum is very clear in saying that this is Kadyukum Malka miYaakov. A king will arise from Jacob. The Yisraba, and that will later develop into Mashiach. In the end, it'll be Mashiach. The Targum Yerushalmi says basically the same thing. In the Targum Yonasan ben Aziel, he speaks about Kad Yimlech Melich Takif. A powerful king will come from Jacob, the Yisrabe Mashiach. And at that time, he will develop and grow eventually into Mashiach. The Rambam, when he speaks about this very pasuk, in the laws of Melachim, the laws of kings in chapter 11, he says that we can find direct allusion to Mashiach in the prophecies of Bilam. And he says, when Bilam spoke about what he saw, but it wasn't soon, that was Mashiach. The shooting star, according to Rambam, is David. The Shevet, the staff that arises from Israel, Ze Melech HaMashiach. The interesting thing is that in the Yerushalmi, the Jerusalem Talmud, Masechet Maaser Sheni, in the fourth chapter, in Halacha Vav, we hear of a number of dreams and their interpretations. The Gemara says, Chad Barnash Osa Legabi Rabbi Yishmol Be Rabbi Yossi. Some fellow came to Rabbi Yishmol. He said to him, Chamis Bechalmoi Bola Chad Kochav. In my dream, I saw myself swallowing a star. Omar Le Tipach Rukhi, may his spirit rot. Dahu Gavra Yehudoi Kotel. That man murdered a Jew. And how did he know? Because it says, Dorach Kochav miYaakov. The Pnei Moshe explains in his commentary, Lefichach Nimshalu Yisroel Lekachavim. That's because the Jewish people are metaphorized as stars. In other words, in the way the Targum, that the Yerushalmi explains it, it's not speaking about a king or Mashiach, but in fact, this star is speaking about every single Jew. How do we reconcile the seeming contradiction? The Rebbe says, in the Sefer Moreh Einayim, authored by Reb Nochum of Chernobyl, there is a teaching that's attributed to the Baal Shem Tov. Namely, Ki b'chol ish miYisrael shoichin chelek min neshmasa shel Mashiach. In the heart, mind, and soul of every single Jew, there's a spark of Mashiach. And that means that when we speak about the pasuk that refers to a shooting star of good fortune, it can refer to each individual and ultimately refer to Mashiach. As the Rebbe went on to explain, when we activate and animate the own personal spark of Mashiach we have within our souls, this in turn contributes to the animation and the activation of the grand soul, the coming of Mashiach, b'mheira, will be amenu, amen.